Well, Dan Zwicker is on the phone line. He's normally in Mandeville, Louisiana, and tells us about the nice warm temperatures in the wintertime. But he's stuck here in the great state of Illinois today. And then next week, he's traveling with me in the lower part of Illinois, Missouri, Kentucky area. And it looks like it's going to stay cold. And, well, today you're just stuck because there's bad weather south, right?
Yeah. Dallas Airport is... looks like it's going to be iced up for 2 days. So anybody that needs to fly through Dallas is stuck. So the good thing is I'm stuck up here with my dad. So I get to spend the weekend with my dad. And hopefully Monday it straightens out and I can get a flight down to Memphis and meet you down in Sykeston, Missouri.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. That's in 1 week. We'll be at Missouri University Extension's Regional Corn Meeting. If you have not registered for that one and you want to come to it, that'd be great. Dan will be there along with John Bondurant and Jackie Vakes. It should be a really good meeting. Find all the details at willag.org. The one thing that hasn't been really happening much, Dan, and we got used to over the last 5 years or 10 or 15 or 20 cent moves, and now we're down to a penny and 2 and 3 and 4 cents sometimes, but not nearly the volatility we used to have.
No, and you can see that in the options. The option market has very low volatility factors at the moment, and that tells you that the market really doesn't expect the market to do a whole lot or any major big moves, at least at this point. As we finish out 2013, everybody's fairly comfortable with supply on corn. You know, most analysts still feel that maybe USDA is still low on the yield, so a lot of them are still kind of looking at a little larger number. Maybe we go into that January report. Beans, though, the demand factor on beans has turned out to be much stronger than what most people were looking at a month or 2 months ago, and you know, carry out looks like that's going to basically hold unchanged for the coming year. So the soybean market is going to stay relatively firm to corn. It may even be able to rally from current levels. I do think there's a corn rally in the making. This week is the first week that we really got a sign here that maybe we have hit bottom after basically December futures have been in a 12-month decline. It posted its highs for the year in early January and has really never looked back. And the low that we had here on Monday at 410, and now we've rallied with 12, 13 cents off our lows. We took out last week's high. So barring any major decline tomorrow, in the marketplace, corn could score an outside up weekly reversal, and that would be at least the strongest indication yet from a technical perspective that we have maybe hit bottom, and then the market may try to rally over the next several weeks. The scoop is the index funds are going to have to rebalance their portfolio, and they're going to be bigger buyers of corn at this level. That, along with maybe some short covering and light farmer selling, we might be able to, get a measurable map bounce. We're not going to have any big rallies because farmers own too much inventory. That hedge pressure or potential hedge pressure still hangs over the marketplace. But there is reason anyway, from a technical perspective, that maybe the fundamentals might be tilting a little more friendlier than what they have been over the past several months.
Well, we'll take that fundamental up during Commodity Week tomorrow evening. We'll record in the afternoon, post that to about 6 o'clock on our website at willag.org. You'll be there as one of our panelists, along with Kurt Kimmel. Joe Vaklavic of Standard Grain will be our guest on that program, and we'll find out whether corn actually can post a weekly outside up week, and that would be good news, I guess. But I don't know how good the news would be. Would it mean much of a turn?
Well, it would be at least an indication that the market is out of sellers at the moment. And I mean, Monday is what told you that. They went down and took out the low that we had here a couple weeks ago, and there was no follow through. So the traders had to cover their shorts in a hurry.
Right.
I think farmers as a group, I mean, that there is no doubt they own the inventory. And, you know, the old saying goes, as long as the commodity is held by weak hands, the market's not going to rally. And when it's in farmers' hands, it's considered weak hands. When you have that transfer over to strong hands or the commercials, then the market goes higher. And I think you can actually kind of see what's happening in the beans, because farmers have been more willing sellers of these $13 type beans over the past month or two. And beans are the ones that are in the best shape, at least fundamentally, and a tighter balance sheet, and even technically to maybe take a stab at $14. That might be a little bit of a reach, but it would not surprise me, because beans did close out the month of November with an outside monthly reversal to the upside, and now we're starting to show some upside follow-through from that reversal. China continues to be a big buyer. There's a little confusion about what China demand may or may not be, especially with this non-GMO corn issue that we got going on. You know, maybe the technicals are telling us that the South American crop may run into some kind of weather problems as we go down the road after the first year or whatnot. I do think, though, in the Midwest here, we are going to see people move to soybeans over corn, maybe more so in the fringe areas. I was with a group of CGB employees this week here in central Illinois, throughout the country, and at least in the fringe areas, there's going to be a big movement over to soybeans versus corn, because of the current corn prices are just cost too much to raise corn at $4 when you can take a look at $11 to $12 type beans. So corn is doing what it needs to do. It needs to reduce supply, which that'll happen with less acres. And the demand has been on the upswing. I mean, we do have good, strong ethanol demand going. We have seen a big pickup of export demand compared to a year ago. We're putting more livestock and poultry numbers on feed. So, you know, maybe the corn balance sheet won't look too bad two or three months down the road as we go into the growing season than what it did here this past month or so.
Well, I'm wondering, as you look at those deferred months, you've got, what, a 40-cent spread between December this year and December next year for corn, right, or thereabouts?
Right, we're in full carry.
Yeah, and then, but beans are not that way. November beans are, let's see, we have 13.28 and what?
Right.
Yeah,
it's an inverted market.
It's an inverted market for beans, but even the difference there is the difference in the price doesn't seem like there's enough. I don't know. You think that really beans will garner that many more acres out of it?
Well, the corn ratio on the front month is 3 to 1 or 3.1 to 1,
right,
right in there. So
that would make people plant beans. Yes.
Yes, that is definitely.
But the back months don't make people plant beans, do they?
No. Well, not yet. I think that will though strengthen toward 3 to 1 as we go toward the planting season.
Okay.
I do think, but we'll have to see what happens in South America, but. There is no doubt that we are seeing more beans planted in South America today than what we did a year ago, and we're losing corn acres. So the world corn balance sheet is actually slowly tightening, but, you know, the unintended consequences then of a shrinking corn supply is basically a much larger soybean supply. And a lot of the bears are already talking about, you know, if we have a big crop in South America, then we increase 4 to 5 million acres here in the United States, and we have good weather, then we'll be back into the 400 million bushel carryover level, which again would be burdensome, very similar to the 2 billion bushel level that we're looking at on corn for the coming year. So it does look like the higher prices that we experienced over the past 5 years were in the on the downside of that cycle, and we're back building supplies, and it's very hard to get a market to rally in that type of environment. But I want to give up on pricing opportunities because I know enough about the markets that there's always something that kind of comes along. But I do think farmers are going to have to be quicker to react to pricing opportunities to take advantage of them when they come, compared to what we've kind of grown accustomed to over the past 5 or 6 years.
Hey, thanks so much, and we'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon.
Very well, Todd.
Mm-hmm. Dan Zwicker is with CGB Enterprises. He's in Mandeville, Louisiana. Actually, today he's up in the northwestern corner of the state of Illinois, just below Moline.